Hello everyone and welcome back to All Whack. It has been a long time. A very long time. And I'm just sitting outside. It's a pretty nice day. It's not raining, so that's a nice day, you know. It's very comfortable out. Just t-shirt and sweater weather, you know. just sitting out on my porch, about to paint my nails, because what else are you going to do, right? Thank you for joining me today. I just kind of wanted to chat, hence why I'm painting my nails, you know, super cash. And then you don't have to smell my horrible nail polish, because it's horrible, you know. And I'm outside, so fumigating is nice. I just kind of wanted to give you guys a life update and, you know, kind of just talk about me, because what else are you going to do on your own podcast, right? Last week I actually quit my job. I know, psycho move of me, but yeah, I quit because I just was feeling stuck, like incredibly, like nothing would move in my life. And my boyfriend has recently moved to Renton, and you know, so I'm here in Kitsap, and you know, that's kind of hard because, you know, I just feel like I'm missing out on stuff while he's there and I'm here. And I just felt like being at my desk job, you know, for the whole day from 8 to 5 every weekday was just so draining because, especially Chloe, don't interrupt while I'm talking. That's so rude. Yeah, you don't like being interrupted too, don't you? But anyway, you know, just being at my desk job, that's, especially with it not being the career that I want, it just was draining and I was tired all the time because, you know, I felt like I was just waiting idly for someone to give me things to do. And even when I ask for things to do, they're like, oh, I don't really have anything. And I'm like, okay, what am I doing here then? You know, and so I was just feeling really stuck and unhappy. So, you know, last week on Thursday, I just kind of was like, enough is enough. And I subtly was cleaning out my desk, getting all my pictures down, you know, I worked in my mom's office, so I put a couple things at her desk and, you know, just kind of slowly, very subtly cleaning out my desk. And then I went to HR and I just was like, I want to quit and I'd prefer it to be today. Have a nice day. So, you know, I didn't put in my 2 weeks, which, you know, might have been the smart thing to do. But at the same time, I was like, I just can't do it. I was getting annoyed and frustrated, and that's not how you want to be at work. And the days just felt so long, but it's like, they're not that long, but coming home and being drained just makes the day drag forever. So that's why I just up and quit. And, you know, I've been applying for places, but I'm also kind of, you know, I'm in this in-between phase where I could, you know, I could move out to Renton if I wanted to, and, you know, help them look for a place there and, you know, live there myself. But I also need a job. I mean, you know, because renting places, they're like, well, you kind of need a job and money. So, you know, that's something that I'm working on getting right now. And but, you know, this life transition is something that I feel like a lot of people are dealing with right now. Just not only people my age in general, but just at this point in time, a lot of people, it seems like, are just going through these general life changes, which is kind of nice, because then, you know, it's everybody's, we're sort of upgrading in a way, our own iOS update, you know. But it's also like the world is sort of changing too, so that's kind of nice. But, you know, if you're feeling stuck right now, I highly encourage you to, like, really take a step back and be like, what is it that's making me feel stuck? So for me, it was my job. It's definitely my job. And I've been out of work for a full week. Wow. A full entire week. And, you know, that's been kind of nice. I have definitely felt super lazy, though, just kind of being at my house, and I'm not really doing much, and I'm just, you know, kind of watching TV, and, you know, I'm really not doing anything. I've been reading, but, you know, I was like, this is a good time to reamp the podcast, you know, kind of update everybody and do some podcasts, and just kind of figure out what it is that I want to do and what job I'd like to have. But you know, this is a really weird time in my life because I feel like so many things could happen, yet everything could come to a screeching halt. And I would like for that not to happen, but as it seems, you know, being out for a week, it's a little difficult because I'm struggling to find things to do, and you know, it's just been, my motivation levels have been extremely low because I haven't really been motivated to do much of anything, especially while working, because I get home and I'm just tired and drained because I didn't have a job that I really enjoyed. And I know a lot of people do have jobs they don't enjoy, and some people do have jobs they enjoy, and then they get so much fulfillment just from doing their job. But you know, I require a little bit outside of the workplace. I would like to have, you know, a hobby that I really do enjoy, or, you know, have my work kind of serve my hobby in a way. And then, you know, just getting out there, kind of seeing what's up. And I did an open mic last week, actually, and that was kind of fun. I read some of my poetry. Thinking about doing that again sometime. I think that would be a good time. And then, you know, if anyone needs a babysitter, children, I don't know why, but children just love me. Probably because I'm a big child, probably. That might be what appeals to them. But, you know, feeling stuck in life, you know, I'm 21, and I feel like a lot of people my age, particularly at this point in time, I didn't go to college, but I know a lot of people are coming up on their junior and senior year of college, and they're like, man, what am I gonna do after? Or, you know, what's gonna happen, you know? And we're all kind of trying to figure out the next move, you know? And a lot of people who are now gonna have their degrees, you know, it's hard to get a job in the field that you studied for, and I don't know what Chloe's problem is. She agrees with me, though, that, you know, post-college or post-job or post-high school is just not, you know, I know right after I got out of high school, I felt pretty stuck, too. I didn't really know, I did not want to go to college, like a four-year college. I was pretty open to going to community college, though, so I did for a little bit, but it really was not for me. I felt like I was done with school, and I was ready. I just wanted to travel, you know, but traveling costs money, so I was like, maybe a job is a good first start. But it was almost a year after high school before I actually got a legit job. And I would just babysit and watch people's houses and animals and stuff. But, you know, just there was that time in my life where I just felt, I'm like, okay, now what? You know, it's like, I don't know what to do with anything. I have not learned any life skills. I don't have many friends, you know, and you get kind of in a rut, and this depression hits, and you're like, whoa, I don't like this at all. Because you think, like, hey, you know, life should be how I want it to be, so why is it not how I want it to be? Why am I not making it the way that I want it to be? Or why is this not happening? Why am I not doing this? And I think it's just because, you know, in high school you're in a routine, and you definitely have expectations of you and of yourself that you want to accomplish and things that you want to do, but then you're also taking into consideration maybe what your parents want for you, or how you think society wants things for you to be. But, you know, when it's only until maybe the last 6 or 8 months that I've kind of realized, I'm like, you know what, life is not all about the material possessions or anything like that. And then this the one who bought a brand new car, but, you know, I at that time I felt like the car was a good move on my part. It would help me build some credit without accruing more debt, and, you know, then I'd have a nice reliable car. So, you know, that's kind of my thought behind that. But in doing that, I've kind of made myself become stuck, because it's like now I have this debt that I have to pay off, and I don't currently have a job, and, you know, I do have a lot in savings, so I could probably get by for a little bit, but, you know, I'd have no hope of moving out of my parents' house anytime soon if I just did that, if I just lived off of my savings until my car was paid off. You know, I couldn't do that. So, you know, there's this whole part of me that's kicking myself for doing that, and also kicking myself for not putting in my 2 weeks, because I would have at least gotten 2 more weeks of pay from my job. But at the same time, it is what it is. What's done is done. And just kind of finding that balance, you know. But in quitting my job, I do feel less stuck, but also a whole different type of stuck. And there are lots of things that I could do about it. I feel like I have more options now than being at my desk job, you know, because right now I can record this podcast, but if I were at lunch, or if I were at work, you know, I'd probably be at my desk or going to lunch at this point, you know. So I'd have that restriction of, yeah, I mean, I would be at work and getting paid for it, but I would hate it, and I would just now be going to lunch. But, you know, being at home, it's like, oh no, now I have this time, and I can actually record a podcast, and I can go out. So there's this little bit of freedom that I have from not having an actual job, per se, but, you know, I have a few side things that I do. You know, this podcast being one of them. And just a little side note that I did implement the ads, and, I am and am not sorry for that at the same time. One, it's one ad, it's not that long, and you can skip it. And B, I have no job, so listen to the ad, you know, and this podcast is completely free to you. And I know that's been a huge controversy for people on YouTube, as well as, the ads that just randomly pop up. You know, YouTube's kind of a dick about that, but, you know, they gotta do what they gotta do. And, you know, those creators, they put it out entirely free for the public. So the least you can do is, you know, sacrifice a few seconds of your time for the ad. And you can skip them most of the time, so. Alright, side note over. So, you know, the side things, you know, I do some babysitting, house sitting, and just, you know, I'm still selling some of my things, to declutter and get ready, you know, kind of get ready to move. You know, I don't want to just sit by and do nothing. You know, I want to be ready to go should the need arise. Be ready to just kind of get up, get my stuff, and leave. And you know, with that, just kind of gearing up to go, it's kind of exciting in a way, because, you know, I can go if I wanted to, but, you know, I don't mind living here at my parents' house for a little bit longer, but it is getting time. I can kind of feel the life transition, you know. It's kind of time to move forward with my life and kind of detach from my parents' life, because, you know, they have a certain way they want my life to go, and I have a certain way I want my life to go, and, you know, that starts to clash every now and then. It just makes it kind of unpleasant to live in the same vicinity. So, you know, I'm looking for a job currently, and, you know, if you're feeling stuck or you're in a life transition and you kind of don't really know what to do, same. I don't really know what to do about it either, and the best advice they would give somebody is kind of listen to your soul. Like, what is gravitating or making you happy right now? Whether it be you're working on music or other artistic abilities you may have, your writing, if you do actual art, photography, you know, filming, acting, all those expressive things, definitely dive into them. 'Cause, you know, I've been slacking for a week, but now it's kind of time for me to kind of get in gear. You know, I haven't been slacking, you know, finding a job wise. It's more just motivation for my own creative things. I've been unmotivated for so long that now that I have all this time, it was hard to pick up that motivation again and really get the ball rolling once again on the podcast, but I'm glad that I finally did. It's kind of nice to just talk. I don't have any notes for this, so it's probably just all rambling, but nonetheless, I hope you enjoy. And, you know, just feeling unmotivated is probably another topic for another podcast, but, you know, it definitely plays into feeling stuck for me. Just my circumstances around me have been exhaustive and draining of my sense of self and how I feel. So, you know, being out of an office all day is kind of nice, and this is nice too. I'm glad that I decided to do this outside. The birds are very loud, but I don't know if you can hear them at all, but they're quite exciting. And I was actually watching the Kardashians, and Scott Disick, he's my favorite character. He's so good. You know, he and Chloe were doing a podcast, and I was like, man, he just has fun with it, and that's the way to go, I think. You know, I think moving forward with the actual podcast is I'm just gonna kind of do what I want with it, and, you know, that's kind of how I've been approaching it, how I want to do it, but I think I'm gonna take that hopefully to another level of just, this is what I want to do with it, and here's what my vision is, and I don't have a particular single vision for it. It's just whatever that I want to do, and whatever I'm feeling like doing is what I want to do. So I'm gonna leave you guys with that little, hopefully that was a short and sweet podcast for you. Sorry there wasn't a lot of advice. I could probably do another one, but it's just kind of a little update, and just so you can hear my voice and know that I haven't forgotten about you, and hopefully I'm gonna be able to motivate myself. I feel like I will. I feel like I'll be able to motivate myself really into gear and getting going with, you know, updating and content creation and that kind of a thing. That's exciting to me. So thank you all for listening, and just remember to stay groovy.